So the next chapter is chapter 99, the laws of prayer, and this talks about dinshosui v'shikar l'tfila, the laws about somebody who has drunk too much, or somebody who's drunk. If you've been drinking or drunk, as far as praying, this contains four subsections. Can you pray when you are not fully, when you're intoxicated? Aleph. Subsection 1. You're going for a drink. Huh? Shasa revis yayin bevas achas. Yeah. If a person drinks, go carefully, please. If a person drinks one revis, that's the quarter of a lug of wine, that's the kiddush amount that we need for wine, bevas achas, at once. If you drink it at once, al yispalu, don't drink atche yosid yeinem olov, until you remove the wine from you, until you sober. Don't pray until you sober up. Avapish yavres manatvila, even though you're going to be passing the time of davening, can't pray when you're intoxicated. That's called intoxication. That's enough. One revis of wine. V'im shoso yoyser. He says, if one drinks more, so this is talking about if he just drinks a revis. For if you drank more than a revis, this is exactly that amount. So we're saying that im hu yochel, that would be called a shikar. A shikar means a drunk, would be one revis. But if you drank more than that, but imu yochel edaber lifnei hamelech, if you are still able, you are able to talk in front of the king, eino nikra shikar eloshosi. Then he's not called drunk, but he's not called a drunk, not called a shikar, but a shosui. A shosui means one who drank a lot. Utfilosei tefila, and his prayer is a prayer. Im avar vihispalel, if he went and he davened. Ve'ein tzorich lachzer lispalel k'sheyofik yena, and you don't have to daven again when the wine subsides, when it's sober. Afo pishle avar adayin zman tefila, even though the time of davening has not passed, you still should not daven again because you daven. It's okay. Ve'im ein yochel. If he's not able to speak in front of the king, nikra shikar, then he's called a shikar. Then he's called drunk. And you daven, then it's repugnant. As if you were worshipping idols. So he said there's a special status. When you're drunk, when you qualify for the status of a shikar, shikor, meaning a drunk, then your prayer is repugnant. It's actually as if you were worshipping idols. Because in the verse, it says, when Eli thought that Chana, who was praying, he thought that she was drunk. And she was crying a lot. She was praying a lot, and he thought she was drunk. So, and in the puzzle, the tzukler says, Al titen es hamoschel lifnei baals b'liyal. She says, don't consider me, Chana was telling Eli the Kohen, don't consider me, just call yourself your maidservant, before a bas Belial, that I'm a daughter of Belial. What does it mean, a daughter of Belial? So he says, v'eim Belial avei dezora. Belial means avei dezora. Don't, it's idol worship. As the verse states, Shenemar, the verse states in Dvarim Perikim Paskudal, Yotzu anoshim bnei Belial mikibecha v'yadichol. People from amongst you have left, and they have got the other people. That's talking about when people convince a whole city to go and worship idols. The Torah calls them their Belial. So the fact that she says, don't consider me Belial, means that if you daven like that, you're considered like you're worshipping idols. And you need to go ahead and daven again once you remove your wine. If you pray, then it's worthless, and it's actually like worshiping of a desire. You have to daven again. Bafilu avar zman hatfila, and even if the time for davening has passed, so mashli meisim zman tefila shala achareha, then you will be able to make it up on the prayer that follows, which is also the Simon Kufches, as written in chapter 108 of their Sifu Beis. Now here would be one who ask a question. Over there you can only pray a second time if it was an accident. But over here, who told you to drink? I mean, what kind of accident? Why should you pray again? If you missed it because of your drinking, you drank too much, it's your problem. But if you don't say that, you make some footnotes there to explain. And the other, the commentator, talk about it. So he says, so basically, you can't pray when you're drunk to the extent that you can't speak in front of the king. But why is it that if you drank at once a reviz of wine, that gives you the status of a shikar? But if you drink more than that even, but if, as long as you can speak, and I know sometimes they'd make a test, they would say, if you want to daven, you can walk a straight line. You know, they don't have a breathalyzer. So if you walk a straight line, that means that you're still, you know, you're still focused. What is the laws? The din krishma birchasel linyan shikar, the laws for the reciting of the Shema and its blessing, as far as a shikar goes, who could din tefillah, is like the laws of the tefillah, ulinyan shisui, and with regards to one who has drank, because we have two statuses here. A shikar means one who does know is cannot talk in front of a king. That's called a shikar, or has drunk a reviz yain at once. But shasui means somebody who's drank, but he still can talk. He still doesn't need. Yisbar v'simen kufpehei. Over there is going to explain in simen kufpehei. Sifhei. Avol shar brachas yachal levorech afak mishu shikar. But other blessings you could make, even if you're drunk, even if you're a shikar, you could still make the other blessings. Shema, and only Shema, and then the other things you could. What? Seems like it, yeah. You could bench, and I mean, that's a good question, because a lot of times you have to bench after you shake it. Yeah, that's a good question, you know.
I was thinking that's when the chayims are after the services.
Well, some people have the kiddush in the middle of services. That's the kiddush clubs. And all the important shuls, they have the kiddush clubs, you know. Sometimes they have it during the rabbi's speech. So they have two benefits. First, they don't have to listen to the rabbi, and second of all, they get to enjoy a kiddush club. But in some shuls, they outlawed it.
It's a funny differentiation if you've drunk more than a rabbi.
That's right. I'm not exactly. Gotta look at the sources. Yeah, it seems like that. Yeah, it seems a little. That's why I made a note of that before. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it seems like a little. I gotta figure out. Maybe that's just the ruling. Somehow it affects you if you drink it once or revised. I mean, technically, you have to say every time after you make Kiddush, you would not be allowed to if you just use the revised wine. So technically, what are we supposed to measure exactly? Something is missing there. I gotta check it out. Because if you drink exactly a revised, and what happens if you drank more?
If you want to make a kiddush and you don't have any alcohol,
you can do it up a grape juice.
Let's say you don't have any grape juice. What else?
No, you can use the challah. You use challah if you have a choice. You use the challah bread, yeah. I'm wondering if I misread this over here. Maybe he's just saying, if you drink a reviz wine at once, he's just telling you that remove the wine from it, from yourself. What does it mean to remove the wine from you? I mean, I'm not so sure of that statement, what it means. But if the person can talk and he feels, so how does he remove the wine? The wine didn't affect him. I'm not seeing, I'm almost thinking that what he really means to say there, if you drank less than that, you don't have to worry about it. If you drank at that point and on, then you got to start worrying about how much. Under a reviz, don't worry about it. Then you're okay. But once you drank a reviz, then you have to start worrying about and if you can speak, you're a shikr or not. So maybe just drinking a reviz is not, because otherwise every time you make kiddush, technically you have to drink a reviz. That's the kiddush. Kiddush, you drink a reviz of the wine. So that's the kiddush. So what are we going to say? All right, so benching, brachas, and everything you can say. But I'm tempting to think that that's really what it means, that it really means that it really goes to the ability. Or else, how's he going to remove the wine from himself if he's not even drunk in the first place? Be careful.
I was thinking just urinating.
What?
Maybe just urinating.
Yeah. Okay, so here we're going to see another halacha base, subsection 2. Yayin shebetoich hasuda eina meshakev. Some people say, he's saying over here that wine that is within the meal does not get you drunk. I guess because you drink it, you eat it with other stuff, so it doesn't. Yesh evrim gam yayin shelifnei hamozen. Others say also the wine that comes before the meal. I guess because you're going to be eating right afterwards. Kamoishi is barv v'simen tofayin gimel, as explained in chapter 473. And he brings down the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Aleph over there. All right. Subsection 3, Gimel. Shina kol shu mefigis hayayin im l'shos el reviz. Just a little bit of sleep would wipe away, would sober up from the wine if you only drank a reviz. Alim shos yeser mireviz. But if you drank more than a reviz, so then for sure even more, a little sleep will get you even more drunk. But a lot of sleep will definitely sober up. Likewise, if you walk for a meal, that would take away the wine, the effects. Whether you're walking with your feet or you're riding on an animal, if you drank only a reviz, that would do it too. But if you drink more than a reviz, then for sure that the road would actually disturb you even more. If you're going by foot. But if he's actually riding, which he doesn't have to trouble so much, even more than a reviz, the road would evaporate or relieve him, sober him. Usharach of Gimumim, provided that he goes for 3 million. So he's giving you various different things that would work sort of to sober you up. But nevertheless, he says, everything depends on how much the increase amount of wine that you drink. If you drank a lot, very much, so even a road of 3 million would not sober you up, would not remove that effect. And he's talking about wine. Now, when I talk about hard liquor here, you know, that's a whole other ball game over here. Okay, finally, Siv Dalet, subsection 4. Kol Echot Shu Shosui, anyone who is drunk, who is intoxicated, it's sufficient for him to wait by what he feels that his wine has evaporated, has gone. That's why nowadays people aren't careful with the wines, even though they drank a quarter of wine, and more people not careful, they daven. Because we feel we know that our wines, that they're not strong, so they don't affect them. Even certainly if the daven from the siddur that you hold in your hand, that we don't worry about getting a little, just about being a little drunk. And even if you're davening orally by heart, to nowadays we don't have to worry so much when you've drunk. If the time for davening is going to pass until you remove the wine, effects are removed, Don't worry. Why? Because nowadays we don't have anyways so much kavona. Our intentions are not really so strong in the prayer altogether. So being a little drunk isn't going to make that much of a difference. Abul shikur legamri, but somebody who's totally drunk, she'ena yochel dabel lifnei hamelech, who can't speak in front of the king, tzorich lezor levachshov. Also nowadays needs to be careful. Kivon shet filosu to eva, because his prayer is actually repugnant. Okilu avid avid zora, it's as if he would be worshiping idols. Tzorich lachzev elis palel, he would require necessary for him to go back and daven again.